You have to have an understanding of this. It lines up with what Daniel's trying to tell us is going to happen in the last days. Ephesians chapter 6, you recognize that chapter. Put on the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12, here's where I want to go, Ephesians 6, 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places or in the heavenlies. Their original abode was the third heaven to serve God. When Lucifer decided to rebel against God, taking one third, it tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 12, one third of the angels, they are cast from the third heaven to the first heaven. Paul is telling the people at Ephesus, we wrestle not against each other, flesh and blood. We're wrestling against principalities, powers of darkness, rulers of the world. In fact, that's exactly, notice that phrase right there. Powers against the rulers of darkness of this world, world rulers who are satanically energized will be the ones we wrestle against. In the first heaven, right above us. For 6,000 years, Satan and one-third of those angels created by God, whatever the number was, let's say 12 billion, that would be 4 billion angels. Some of them got involved in something else. They're in the bottomless pit to be released when the fifth trumpet judgment is released, Revelation chapter 9. But a number, a host of evil angels, they're in the first heaven, ready to be dispatched by Satan to accomplish what he wants. Having laid that groundwork, now go back to Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. Let me look at verse 13 and 20 again with you. Daniel 10. Angels created by God, evil angels coming into existence after the 6 days of creation, before the fall of man. A third of them cast out of the third heaven to the first heaven for 6,000 years under the leadership of their commander-in-chief, Satan, or the devil. Verse 13 of chapter 10 of Daniel. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. One of those evil angels dispatched by Satan himself goes and embodies the world leader of Persia. Verse 20. Then said he, knowest thou, when I have to go and go back, I'll fight the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. May I give you a biblical proof text for what I'm saying to you? Have you ever read the book of Esther? Persian Empire in existence. Ahasuerus has a wife, Vashti, gets rid of that queen, brings on Esther. Mordecai, her uncle, at the gate, entrance of the city, one day does not bow to Haman, prime minister of the Persian Empire, walking in. Haman then makes a deal with Ahasuerus, the king. Let's kill this Jew. And in fact, let's kill all the Jews. And a decree of the Medes and the Persians was put in place to kill every Jew on the face of the earth. Satan's plan. Why? In chapter 3 also of Genesis, remember Satan was there as a serpent? God said, one day I'll bring forth a Messiah. And later on, when Abraham came into existence, God promised him the Messiah would come from him. Satan knows. And so his eternal plan has been wipe out the Jew. If I destroy the Jew, then God's plan fails. Why do you think throughout 6,000 years they've been trying to destroy the Jew? Satan dispatching an evil angel into the body of Haman. The proof text, the prince of Persia. He was either demonically possessed or completely demonically controlled to do those things. The prince of Greece. chapter 11, we read it also in chapter 8 of Daniel. Chapter 11 will unfold a prophecy about a man called Antiochus Epiphanes. When Alexander the Great's kingdom came to power, the Grecian Empire, he died. It was divided into four parts. Antiochus Epiphanes became the leader of the northern part. He moves into Jerusalem one day on Kislev 25, 168 B.C. That is the month of December in the Jewish calendar, December the 25th, 168. He goes into the temple. He takes a pig. He pulls his dagger down the belly of the pig, takes the innards of the pig, throws it on the altar, and desecrates the temple. Causes all of the Jews in Jerusalem to start worshiping idols. Matthias Maccabee, Judas Maccabee, rise up. The Maccabees rise up against Antiochus Epiphanes. This is between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And 3 years to the day later, Kislev 25, December the 25th, 165, the Maccabees go into the temple, reconsecrate the temple. They find a menorah that has enough oil to burn for one day. Miraculously, that oil lasts for 8 days. And they developed a special Jewish holy day called the Feast of Lights, the Feast of Dedication, or maybe you've heard it called Hanukkah. Jesus Christ, John chapter 10, celebrates Hanukkah. Because in John 8, John 9, and John 11, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, which is what the menorah was looking to in Jesus. Want to know why we have December the 25th as our Christmas? Because of Hanukkah and a church council in the third century. And as Paul Harvey says, now you know the rest of the story.